You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Hendrix College Head Coach Thad McCracken. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you take over the men's program after a year coaching the women's program there at Hendrix. Just talk about the transition that you've had to make going from the women's to the men's program.
Well, fortunately, I think it's been pretty easy. You know, I was a men's assistant for 4 years here under Coach Priest, and all the guys coming back were my recruits, my guys, so there was a lot of familiarity there, and again, made for a pretty easy decision in terms of getting back with the guys that I recruited, guys that I care a lot about and really enjoy being around. As far as basketball goes, you know, I don't think much has changed. You know, last year was my only year coaching women, and I just tried to keep it basketball. I didn't try and worry about whether they were girls or guys, and just tried to coach them to the best of my ability, and hopefully we can try and do that with the guys.
You know, Coach, you mentioned being the assistant under head coach Dan Priest before you were the head coach of the women's program. Just talk about, you know, now that it's your team, what people can expect to see in Conway that might be different from years past under a head coach Priest team.
That's a good question. You know, Coach Priest and I come from the same background in terms of coaches that I played for, coaches that he worked for. You know, I hope any team that I coach, you'll see a lot of discipline out of. I hope you'll see a defensive-minded team that really pays attention to the details and plays again with a lot of discipline.
Coach, you guys lose a couple of key players from last year's team, guys like Nick Heathscott, Cal Rose, Jansen Hightower, you know, three guys that were in the top six of scoring last year. How do you go about trying to filling those roles, you know, not only as basketball players, but leaders as well in the team?
Well, we do lose Jansen and Cal, but Heathscott's back. He's just a junior. So, you know, Nick will carry the bulk of the load for us. But I think we have a ton of talent. You know, Ryan Rizzo's is sitting right here, and you know, I think he's a matchup problem for a lot of teams and has carried the bulk of our leadership role in the offseason and here at the start of practice. You know, we bring a lot of guys that play back. You know, I think those guys were invaluable last year that graduated and wish I had them back, but we're moving forward, and I think I've got a lot of young guys that are ready to step up and fill those roles.
Biggest surprise you've seen from your team so far through preseason and practice as you guys prepare for the season?
Are ready to prove people that they've got the talent and that, you know, there's someone to be reckoned with in the SCAC.
You take over a team that was 7-16 a year ago, Coach, that was last in scoring defense. Talk about how you guys shore up things on the defensive end of the ball.
Again, I think it's just discipline. I think the guys have to know what they're capable of doing, and they have to kind of fall in line. And again, it's five guys defensively, not just one. And if we can buy into the team concept, I think hopefully we can make a slide up towards the top of the conference in that statistic.
Again, you're listening to 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Hendrix College Men's Basketball Coach Thad McCracken. And Coach, you know, some of the key returners as you look down that roster, as you mentioned, Nick Heathscott, Chris Goodman, Ryan Rizzo's, Eamon Martin. Talk about those guys, what you expect from them, not only as leaders but as basketball players as well.
You know, again, I think it's a pretty talented group. You know, as leaders, I expect them to again kind of bring back the winning mentality that we had in years past. You know, I think those guys need to, you know, not accept anything less than their best, continue to work hard every day, bring out the best in their teammates, lead by example as well as with their mouths. You know, if they're in there getting after it every day, I think everybody else will fall in line. As far as talent goes and basketball ability goes, I mean, you saw what Nick Heathscott did last year as just a sophomore. He's in better shape. He's stronger. He'll carry the bulk of our load inside. And then those other three guys you mentioned, I think they've got a ton of skill on the perimeter. Ryan and Eamon can really put the ball on the floor and go. Ryan's a better shooter than people give him credit for. And Chris Goodman, I would put him up against anyone in our league in a game of horse. So hopefully those guys will have a good year on the floor. They're already having a good year in terms of leadership. And, you know, I'm just excited for them to have another opportunity, another go at it.
Talk about your freshman class, the guys that you've brought in this year, new faces to the program, what you've seen of that group so far through preseason, and do you feel like you have some guys that could make an immediate impact on this team this year?
I'm very happy with my freshmen. Again, with any coaching change, you always wonder what you're going to be able to get out of a
Coach, having been a player and come from a Division III background, a Division III All-American when you were in school, talk about how much you draw from having gone through that experience personally and able to relate to these guys as they go through their college experience now as a head coach.
You know, I played for a winning program, and losing was never something we talked about, and I think that's kind of what we've got to try and change with the guys here, you know, get them to believe in themselves, and look at the schedule and not think about anybody on there being a team that we can't beat. I don't believe there's a team on our schedule we can't beat, and I just need them to buy into that as well. I haven't gone what they've gone through. You know, we talked about bouncing back from adversity, handling adversity, and hopefully I can just be a good leader for them. Hopefully they'll pick up on my work ethic and my discipline, and hopefully that'll carry over and lead us to a pretty successful year.
The SCAC presents a number of challenges, Coach. Just talk about navigating the SCAC schedule and, you know, what makes this league so difficult as far as in terms of basketball.
I think it's an incredibly underrated league. There's not a single team that you can look past. You know, anybody in our league can beat anyone else on a given night. And I think something people also underlook is the travel in our league. It's hard to go play two road games in a weekend with only a day between them to prepare. And during that day, you're traveling. And I think there's a lot of leagues where you stay in your own bed each night before the game, whether you're at home or on the road. And again, it poses a big challenge. I think we've got tremendous coaches in our league. Every head coach in our league is experienced and is a phenomenal coach, has a really good game plan, scouts well, has their team prepared every night. I think the talent in our league is as good as anyone, and, you know, the academics of our league speak for themselves, and, you know, that's kind of the nature of the guys we have. We've got intelligent guys that execute game plans and are a lot of fun to coach, and again, I think our league is very underrated on a national level.
You know, in terms of the SCAC, a lot of coaches, as I've gone through this process, have talked about the importance of protecting your home court and your home floor. Talk about, you know, the importance of being able to pick up SCAC wins at home, but then also be able to go on the road and maybe steal a road win here and there in such an ever-difficult SCAC.
I think, every coach wants their team to perform well at home. You know, you hope that you have a good home crowd to play for. I think our league comes more down to the Sunday games, or the second weekend games, Saturday nights and Sundays. I think you've got to keep your team fresh, and you can't get too high after a win. You can't get too low after a loss. You certainly can't dwell on either. You've got to rebound and wipe it out of your memory bank and get ready for that next one. And I think Sundays and Saturdays are where conference championships are won and lost. I think that's what Coach Mason at center has been able to do such a great job of here over the past 4 years. His team's always ready to go that second game. I don't think they ever get too high, and again, they don't get too low if they do lose. And that's, again, I think that's where our conference is won or lost.
You know, for our listeners out there, Coach, what can they expect to see from a Coach McCracken-led men's basketball team?
That's a good question. Again, I hope they see a lot of discipline. I hope they see a team that plays extremely hard every minute, every possession. I hope they look at my team and think they're well coached. Again, in terms of discipline and in terms of having a game plan and things like that. And again, these guys are my recruits, so I hope they think we have talent. I certainly do, and I want our guys to believe in that as well.
And finally, Coach, just talk about the goals that you guys have set for the 2010-11 Warriors, and what are two or three things that you and your coaching staff have really been working hard at in preseason to get this group better at each day and ready for the start of the season?
You know, we haven't talked about goals too much. I hope every team in the country is sitting here right now undefeated, hoping to win every game, and that's our goal. You know, we just want to get better each day of practice. We want to accomplish something. We don't want to have any days that are lost to lack of effort or lack of concentration, and we want to continue to build on the foundation we've laid down these first 3 weeks of practice. I hope the main message has been discipline, not just in basketball, but in our everyday lives, in the classroom. You know, being on time, being prepared for class. If you tell someone you're going to meet them at 6, that you're 5 minutes early, you don't show up 5 minutes late. Again, accountability and discipline has been our number one message, and I think it's sinking in, and hopefully it'll pay off for us.
Hendricks head men's basketball coach Thad McCracken. Again, the Warriors open up their 2010-2011 campaign November 15th on the road at the University of Ozarks. Coach, thanks so much again for your time, and best of luck as you head into the season.